Ron?
Okay. Okay, that's fine. We're going to call the Lafayette Hearing Authority meeting for January 21st to order, and I'll turn it over initially to, we approve the minutes from last week. We've received copies of the minutes. Chair will entertain a motion to approve the minutes as presented at the November 19th meeting.
So moved.
Second? I have second that. Any changes you have in the meeting minutes? I didn't have any either. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Go ahead. Old business? You want to review old business?
I'll get started. Jackie Chosnick, city attorney. As we talked about at our last hearing authority meeting, we are doing some different things with code enforcement and abandoned properties and just trying to keep our neighborhood secure and stable. I'm actually going to turn it over to our new staff attorney, Kara Boyles, who is in charge of code enforcement, and she is going to walk us through the rest of the meeting today. So, yeah. Kara.
Morning. Yes, so old business. I did want to provide an update from our last meeting. The board did declare 1312 Washington and 632 Oregon Street to be abandoned and did order those to be sealed and vacated. So I just want to provide a quick update. Both were sealed on October 20th. The cost will be placed on the property taxes shortly. Though cleanups have not occurred just yet, we will get to those when the weather improves a little bit. So I just wanted to, you know, as we move forward and we are hearing, you know, bringing you more properties, just want to provide a brief update on those as we move forward. So those are the updates we have. And then as for news...
Do you have any questions on the old business? I don't either. That's fine.
Okay,
thank you.
Great.
Sure.
All right, so new business. So I did want to bring... we are bringing back for rehearing the declaration of abandonment on 1600 Hart Street. So at our previous meeting in November, we reasonably believed we had service on the property by mail and delivering it to the property address. However, the mail was ended up being returned, so we did have to obtain service by publication. We did achieve that, and so we are bringing it back to you to for rehearing to declare that property to be abandoned.
So everything's been done according to what was supposed to be done. So you're asking for us to make the declaration of abandonment on that property, the Hart Street property?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And just real quick, we do want to just make sure, because there are some people here, there is no one here on behalf of Wolf River Construction, correct? Okay, just needed to get that for the record.
Okay, good. I'll entertain a motion to approve this declaration of abandonment property on 1600 Hart Street.
Move approval.
I'll second that. So we have a motion to second. Anybody, any other comments on that property? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Okay, next.
Okay, so next we have 1307 Washington Street. We will have Jay Rosine. We were hoping to have the PowerPoint presentation up and going, but it looks like we still have a bit of a delay on that. But you should have the information in your packets, and I have provided. So we do have an owner here, Mr. Barry Richardson, to discuss his the property as well. So we'll start with Jay Rosine first, and then Mr. Richardson will give you an opportunity to come up as well.
Okay. Hello, my name is Jay Rosine. I'm with the engineering department, and I'm here to discuss a couple properties. The first one being 1307 Washington Street here in Lafayette, Indiana. The property was brought to our attention by some neighbors that were complaining about, and I'm quoting them, they advise there are rats, bats, raccoons, and groundhogs that live underneath and inside of the house, and they come and infest their houses, and they weren't very happy. They would come in person, and they call me on the phone. I did go out to the property, and there are windows that are boarded up, broken. There's deteriorating mortar and bricks around the foundation, the chimney. There's holes in the roofs as far as around the chimney. There's rotting roof and decking boards, and there's also missing shingles, and there's other holes in the roof. The utilities, it looks like at least the water's been shut off since 2016. There's neighbors even behind the property that were complaining about abandoned, like vehicles, which when you go see it from their side, you do see abandoned, like, bodies of vehicles and stuff behind the property. It's hidden by some tree growth that has grown up over the years, and so you can't really see it when there's leaves on the trees, but when the leaves are gone, all the neighbors get to look at the vehicles in the back of the property. And let's see. There's a porch that is in disrepair. It's unsafe to go up. And I did have to mow the yard, or actually send our mowing crew out there a number of times because the property owner could not mow the yard or maintain the yard properly. So, doesn't look like the PowerPoint's up yet, but
we have hard copies of your pictures in front of us, so we know that. Any other comments?
Yeah. All right. I need a clicker.
I will let Mr. Richardson come up next. And so thank you, Jay. Mr. Richardson?
Yes.
State your name, please.
Oh, my name's Barry L. Richardson. I'm the one that's dealt with the house. We've been there since 1979. The insurance from my father's death is what purchased the house. So it's kind of my inheritance and my brother's inheritance. Now, my brother's not here, and I'm the one that's always paid the taxes and made sure. Now, sometimes they would go down and they would mow this and that. But I had a guy for the longest time that was mowing the yards for me, and he quit, and I didn't know that. And this was back with Phil Lachat. And the problem with Phil Lachat was, I had with him is, he gives me an order, and I get it in the mail, and I call him up. Well, then I had a couple things, which was the pick and tuck on the foundation, which was fine, no problem. And then as far as the roof, and that's fine too, because I did some roughing. But the problem was, I told him, I says, no one's going to be living there for a while, and at some point I want to get all the electrical done in it. So he adds that on there, that order. And that made it all of a sudden done within a certain amount of time, and there was no way. So I already knew, because of all the additionals, by speaking with him and trying to work with it, that there was no way I was going to be able to comply. So at some point, and I don't have any of those. You probably have them somewhere. It's like over $1,100 that tried to hit me at the end of that year with it. And they would tack on an additional $200 or so. I would go down and pay some fines through the here at City Hall, but then and through the clerk. Then I would turn around and they would tack on, right before taxes were due, an additional $200 every time. So I was always paying more and more. Now, originally when I lived there, I switched the tax credit to the other house. And I didn't move out of here until 2016. I'd actually bought the house that I have now in 2015. But this house here, I tried to get my sons, two of them, one of them was going to take it over. And then turn around, and then it got in an issue to where neither one of them wanted to take it over, but it put me in the position. Now, trying to keep up with everything was fine, but it wasn't until Jay Rosen, that when he went down and did what he did, he goes and he clears out everything, so then everything automatically in the back becomes a nuisance. Now, I've got pictures already on my phone, which if I have to litigate, it will come out further, that during this period of time now and before, the city of Lafayette has growth everywhere, even up in Murdoch Park, which is infested with mosquitoes and stuff like that. But yet, I got accused by a neighbor that supposedly there was mosquitoes. I went to that address and was back there trimming. I have a picture on my phone where I had been trimming some of it. There were no mosquitoes. And this last year here, we had a dry period. The only thing we had bad was flies.
So what are you going to
do? I've lost my job in 2021. Or 21.8 in August of 21, after 22 years out, almost 22 years out the airport. My purpose was to go ahead and spend the money after I paid off the house and the two vehicles that I had After I paid those off, out of because it was coming out of my 401k, I was making the payments. Each one was 5 years. Paid my house off in 5 years. Bought my vehicles, paid them off in 5 years. The next opportunity was going to go ahead and put money into the house and then get it back to par where it should have been. But the problem is, the city was making way too much money. I can prove it here. And as soon as right now, I paid the taxes prior in the early installment, and then come November, I'm broke because I lost another job.
Mr. Richardson,
I haven't had the money to be able to pay that. And now they said because it's abandoned is because I didn't pay the taxes. How is the city affiliated with the county on not paying the taxes?
Thank you. Thank you for those comments. I'm actually going to jump in just a little bit to make sure I hear everything that you're saying. But I do want to just pick up on a couple of things. So you've not lived in that house on Washington Street since 2016?
No.
Correct. So that's been almost 10 years since you've lived in that house?
Correct.
Okay. So what we're trying to do here today is, that's a long time. Would you admit that a decade is a long time for that house to sit there without anyone living in it?
Is that a lot of money that I've paid to the county and the city, though, in taxes
is
and stuff?
Is a decade a long time for a house to sit with without someone living in it? Was there a reason that someone would believe that that property might have been abandoned in those circumstances?
Well, there are several different things that has happened financially as
okay.
far as that.
And I understand that. I'm not trying to. And I understand it, what
well,
you're trying to tell
two,
me.
It was the two city workers that I've right. had an issue with.
So, well, I'm not sure. The first one that you referenced, I'm not familiar with.
Phil Lachat? I don't even know.
Phil Lachat. Oh, I think you're trying to say Latshaw. Yeah. Okay.
No, Phil Lachat. And then Jay Rosen, like I said. And the thing about the animals and stuff like that, I asked the city, I asked the people, I called the city, I asked them, I asked the animal control. I said, can you do something about that groundhog? And it's a groundhog. I said, can you do something about it? No.
Okay.
Well, I can deal with it, but I have to sit up in the back window and shoot it. I'm not allowed to shoot it in the city limits.
You are not.
I could
allowed.
Resolve the issue, but I can't do it.
Mr. Richardson, what we're trying to do today is to try to understand what your intention is with this property on Washington Street. Okay, that's what we're here for today, is to understand. So we've had, as a city, people have come in. We've had neighbors that have made complaints. We've had other issues. Even your own mayor, you've not lived in that property for almost 10 years. So as a city, we are obligated to keep our neighborhood safe and secure. And abandoned properties or vacant properties are detrimental to neighborhoods generally. So we are just trying to come in. And the reason that we're doing it, you know, taxes have not always been consistently paid. We're trying to figure out what is going on with your property at whatever the address is, 1307 Washington Street, because it has been sitting there for a decade. So what we're trying to do today is, it's a tool in our toolbox. So we've been sitting here, this property's been sitting there, and we now have a tool in our toolbox to try to figure out what's going on with it or how to turn it over. And that's this abandoned property process that the city is doing here.
And then I'm out of nothing. I'm out of nothing once the city takes it.
We're not taking it because
Phil Lachat told right. me they would take it.
So we're
he,
not.
He told me there's a process, and he told me it was going to happen.
Okay. But what I'm telling you here today as city attorney is, the process that we're trying to go through right now is to find out what's going on with the property. What we're trying to do today is, there are Indiana standards or standards in Indiana code that we look at, that the law says, hey, if these things are here, then that a property shows that it might be abandoned. And there are things like utility service, and there are things like the broken windows.
And unsafe? It's kind of like Butler's, the back of Butler's. It's got a whole back right. of it burnt off
and,
or ripped
and
off,
do,
and they got
and
bricks,
do,
and it's exposed,
and
too.
And we do code enforcement across the city. We're talking about your property on Washington
yeah,
Street
and
right
there's
now.
Lots
okay.
of them.
I understand, and we're dealing with
there's
lots
one
of
right up on top of the hill,
city.
But because he was a city worker,
so
nobody would ever do anything
so
about it.
So what our goal is here today is, we are trying to get this property to move into the next steps, whatever that is. We're not taking it from you today. Where if we declare it abandoned, it's no longer not your property. It's a step in the process so that we can go through and find out what's going on. Our whole goal is, we want this property turned over and to be a productive.
And had I paid the taxes,
correct?
We wouldn't be here today, would
so,
we?
So, and from what I understand, the most recent set of property taxes are unpaid, which is one of the criteria for the process. So all we're trying to do today is, we are looking at a property that's been sitting here for about a decade with nothing going on. We are looking to declare it as abandoned under the factors of Indiana code. So windows are broken, utilities are out, so that we can have another tool in our toolbox if we need to. So
just,
if you pay
just
the
like
property,
the Tiger Bakery sit for
if,
over 30 years with
your,
nothing going on and still sitting
taxes
there.
taxes are paid, then we can't do anything with it. If you keep your property taxes paid, the abandoned part isn't there. Now, we still need it to be secured. We still need it to be set up. We need to know what's going to happen. We can't have property sit vacant for 10 years. Do you understand how that's kind of detrimental to the neighborhoods?
But the thing is, if you're getting tax money, the problem is I need to try to...
Your property condition is affecting everybody around you. And you know that.
No, no, hold on.
Know that. Nope, it is. You know that.
$25,000, 1310 Washington Street. Mary Ellen Richardson. Her daughters took the property away. Eric Campos is the one that made the sale. It sold for $25,000, and it was in better shape than mine. How am I supposed to sell my property when she sold hers for $25,000? Do you understand comparables and comparables, right?
Of course.
Yes, you do. Okay, so I could not sell it at that point in time. The second individual who moved into her into that house, so they went and sold that again. The lady now is the one, the reason why we're having this issue today. Mm-hmm. Because I know she is in cahoots with the city to turn around and make an issue with all this.
Okay.
And as far as the kids are ones knocking the windows out. The ones behind the house, that's the ones that did it. Do you want to know what about the back door that got kicked in, bent in, and the washer and dryer that got hauled off and drug up to City View?
This is not helping, sir.
It's not helping. It's the whole point is it doesn't matter how much money I put in there. I had a buyer that I could have turned around and sold it for a truck. And you know why they didn't want it? It's because it was in Lafayette.
Okay.
Mr. Richardson, like we discussed on Friday, and as Jackie, Ms. Chosnick was trying to state, like, we're just here to determine whether the property has been sitting abandoned for a certain period of time. It doesn't mean we're going to move forward in any other way today. Today, we are just trying to make a determination of abandonment. And under the Indiana State Statute, it does fit the criteria of abandonment. As I also stated on Friday, we can continue to have conversations moving forward and discuss what needs to happen as far as maintaining the safety of the property and ensuring that it is sealed so that way no further damage is caused. No further damage is caused to the property, and that way it's not a risk to the community. So, as we stated, we're just here to say, is it abandoned or is it not?
It's not.
It's up to the hearing authority based on the Indiana statute to make that determination, and I'll walk through what's been, Mr. Rosine has stated different criteria that does meet the abandonment statute.
But there's an extra $6,000 on top of the $1,000 in the taxes, and there's the problem.
And the taxes are one piece of it. They're one piece, okay? And so, again, we can have further conversations moving forward. Just because the determination is made today does not mean it will go to tax sale this fall. It is the first step in taking that, in going in that next piece of this, okay? But we can continue to have conversations. What we want to see is for this property to be improved. And that's what we talked about on Friday, okay?
And I was improving it. And then, like I said, if you speak with Bill Lachette, you'll find out he's the one that interfered in that process because I was.
So then basically I
stopped. I have paint and everything in the house. There's a ladder still there in the house. Everything to do it. I have the equipment that I had in my truck to fix everything, and I was working on the lower foundation.
Okay.
And it wasn't like I wasn't working on it.
And we have given you ample time. Again, this is, we're not discussing the unsafe building order today, but we have given you additional time under that order, and we can continue to provide you time under that order if we see the property being improved. Today, we are just trying to take the necessary steps to ensure that we're focusing on our neighborhoods as a whole, that we're improving our community, and that is what we're here to do. Just to state, have the board determine whether the house is abandoned or not abandoned. That is all we're here to do today, okay? And so I appreciate your comments. I'm sure the board does as well. And we're happy to, I'm happy to talk with you further.
It's $95,700 is the value appraisal right now. That was $86,500 last year. That's a $9,000 increase in 1 year.
Okay.
How's the property going up in value, but yet... It's supposedly so degraded that we're here today.
Because it.
Okay.
That's on you.
Let's go ahead.
Okay. We can discuss further.
Right.
Okay, so we'll move on for now.
There's a recommendation of declaring 1307 Washington Street as an abandoned property.
Yes. Yeah. And so just to provide some additional information, to date the fall, taxes remain unpaid, as we've discussed. If they continue to remain unpaid, we have the ability to certify the property for the tax sale this coming fall, after the May property taxes remain unpaid as well. We do not have to certify the property, but we have the ability to, as long as, you know, after this point. Additionally, owners will not have the right to redeem the property after the tax sale, if the tax sale does go through. An unsafe building order has been issued on the property to have the property sealed by January 28th, which we've discussed, and we do have an unsafe building order to repair the property, and we will continue to discuss those things further with Mr. Richardson to try to improve the property and move forward.
Okay. Okay. The chair entertains a motion to approve that recommendation.
So moved.
Second? I'll second that. You have any questions? I think we have all pretty clear information of what's going on. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, thanks.
So we're done here?
Yep. And
all right, moving on.
All right, next on the agenda we have, I think my agenda might be out of order. Sorry, I had my old agenda. My apologies. Next on the agenda, we have 2315 North 26th Street. Right. And do we have anyone here regarding that property? It does not appear that we do. All right. Jay, I'll turn it over to you.
Sure. All right. The property of 2315 North 26th Street. As you can see that there are broken windows. There are actual trees growing out of the foundation. There's deteriorating mold, mortar, and the foundation is cracking away. The utilities have been shut off, and these are out of order, so I apologize. But anyway, this is a property that Mike MacGyver was looking at and watching. And as far as the utilities, they've been shut off since October 20th of 2021, and they are still shut off to this day. Broken windows, broken doors. I believe the roof is rotting. So anyway, that's the condition of property 2315.
And again, this meets all the conditions you've talked about in detail a few minutes ago. That makes all those criteria, correct?
It does. And to provide some additional information, an attorney for the mortgage company, there is a mortgage on this property. The attorney for the mortgage company has reached out to our office, and they are working on selling the property. I did inform them that the property taxes have been unpaid. Mm-hmm. So though they asked for a continuance today, and I thought someone was going to be present, but I just let them know that in order for us to maintain our timeline and protect the city's interests, we were going to move forward. But we are also optimistic that this property will be turned over to a responsible purchaser who can improve the property.
Okay. Hearing no further comments from anyone on this. All right. Chair, entertain a motion to approve the declaration of 2315 North 26th Street as an abandoned property.
Hello.
Second. Moved and seconded. And questions from your perspective, anybody else? Nothing else?
Does this look like somebody, if they would buy it, they could fix it up? I mean, is it repairable? Or
just from looking at the pictures, I would say no.
No, okay.
And that's my opinion. And Mike, unfortunately, he's not here today, but he would have more accurate answers than I would.
Just that one picture doesn't look too bad there with that little porch.
That's the one that
something.
Doesn't look too bad, but the rest of them don't look very good.
Too bad. Yeah.
The rest of them, but you're right. I mean, it depends on what it looks like inside, too, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. And you know, utilities there for a amount of time is not a good sign. So, All right. We have a motion, a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Moving on to the next one.
So, next we have 1402 South 3rd Street, and we do have representatives here today. Regarding that property. So again, I'll let Mr. Rosine go first, and then we'll allow them to have some time to speak.
Sure. Looks like 1402, the water meter and utilities were shut off. At least the water utilities were shut off January the 20th of 2021. The water meter was actually pulled for demolition. On this property, we do have windows that are boarded up and are broken. There are doors that are, I think one of them has a board across the front door. They also have a deteriorating foundation. It looks like a basement wall that is bowing. And you can see the bows there, especially on the north side of the building. There is a pretty good sized hole in the roof. It looks like it might have been like covered with some, like a ventilation type of spot for the roof, but it's been exposed. It's been open for a while. Trying to think what else. Phil Latshaw did red tag this property. It looks like some work was being done without a permit, and Phil Latshaw saw it was being done, and he had to red tag it until the proper permits were obtained. I do not know if the proper permits were ever obtained. So,
okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. And I'm
up. Hello.
Please state your name, please.
Good morning. My name is Dane Goggins. I'm the owner of this property. So basically, I purchased this property a couple years ago with the intentions of fixing it up and everything. So I did actually start working on the property. Nothing has been actually done inside except for just tear out the old stuff. But at this point, I have boarded up all the open spots and stuff so nothing can get in. That's what I did like this last weekend and yesterday. So everything's boarded up, so it's all closed off. And I also, there was some, I know they said something about the wood was deteriorating because of the weather. So I just put up siding temporarily. So most of the siding is covering most of the wood that's exposed now. So I actually just ran out of siding, so I just need to go get some more siding and just finish the rest of the house. But at least the majority of the front of the house is covered now, and then the side of the house is also covered now. And also, I have my permit, or not my application for my permit right here, too. So I was also planning on just submitting that as well today. So my plans for the property is just to, you know, get on it, move forward with it, and very quickly fashion too. I'm not trying to wait on it. So in the next like month or so, I definitely gonna have some improvements and try to get it together.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. One of the tools that we have, yet I'm just making sure I understand that. I'm not sure what we'll do on this. We'll talk about that. But one of the tools we have is this action that impels you to do something,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
And if we don't have something out there that impels you, that commands you to do that,
right.
We're concerned because we've been through this thing, not with you, but with other landowners, homeowners, mm-hmm. or property owners for delaying and delaying and delaying and delaying, mm-hmm. and things getting worse, and finally just is. So the processes we have are there for a particular reason, not to take your property away, but it is to say we have a problem.
I understand. Part of the reason why I wasn't able to work on it like I was, because I actually kind of started on the property and then I had to stop. I had another property in Indianapolis, and it was kind of overwhelming, and it was kind of like, you know, it's just taking majority of my time. And not only was I driving to Indy, you know, I'm working in Indy as well. So, but that property is actually all done, it's all completed and everything. So I live here in West Lafayette. So I'm here local. So my plan is just to work on the house as much as I can.
We need to understand the process. So with this new information, he's going to obviously get a building permit. Mm-hmm. The taxes, I'm assuming, have not been paid.
I have paid them over this weekend.
Yeah, great. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Well, now that the property taxes have been paid, it does.
We need to verify that, though, right? I mean, at the end of the day, we need to verify that.
Yeah, so. And the board could take action today to declare it abandoned. Again, if the property taxes are unpaid, the property would not go to tax sale this fall. That would, you know, prevent that from occurring. We have issued an unsafe building order separate from the declaration of abandonment. That is provided 60 days in order to repair the exterior of the home and seal it by January 28th. So it sounds like you've sealed it. Mm-hmm. But you are working on it again. As I stated to one of the other owners, we're happy to work with you as long as we're seeing progress made.
Exactly.
And so, you know, Mike is not able to, Mike Iver is not able to be here today, but I'm sure he'll be connecting with you in order to kind of discuss moving forward. And as long as we're seeing substantial progress being made, we can continue to extend those deadlines for you in order to prevent any penalties from occurring.
Yeah, we're not wanting to take the property away from
you. Right, you want to fix that. Right. Yeah. And I'm sure my neighbors are probably tired of it. House on the corner that's looking like it's being worked on, halfway worked on. So, yes, I definitely understand. And that's my goal, is to get it up to standard.
So, knowing what we know, would you recommend we go ahead with this, or would you recommend that we delay this to the next meeting?
So as far as timeline, we do have to declare it abandoned today in order to meet our statutory deadlines if the property taxes were unpaid. Now, that being said, again, if we declare it abandoned today, the property taxes are confirmed to be paid. It does not move to tax sale this fall. So though it could be, you know, it would maybe be a moot point.
So is the if we go ahead with declaring this abandoned, and the property taxes have been paid, and he's working on it, does this declaration of abandonment property just become moot?
It does.
It does, yeah.
You understand that? So if we do this today, which I think we probably will.
Okay.
If you have taken care of the property taxes, and if you are getting a building permit, and if you are working on it, this declaration today becomes void.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Great. That's my understanding.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah. And just as Mr. Henriot, you know, pointed out, we're not, you know, we have to make these decisions sometimes in order to keep the process moving forward, because, again, we're not saying it with you. I'm actually happy to hear that you've gone in and sealed the property and done some work. But we do have a lot of experiences with people telling us that they're going to do this and do that, and they don't always follow through. So I hope that you understand that when we say that we might move forward, it's not an indication that we're unhappy with what you have done already. We're thrilled. Thank you. Please keep it up. And as long as every progress continues to be made, then we're all going to be happy. But we do just have to make sure that as a city, we have that kind of backstop just in case. So I want to make sure you understand that.
I would make a note, too, and maybe we can talk about this later, but if this action that we haven't taken yet becomes, mm-hmm. becomes null and void, I would like that reflected in the minutes mm-hmm. of the next meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
So he has a clear bill of health on the property.
Appreciate that.
Well, you're welcome, but we're appreciating what you're doing, so right. just mm-hmm. keep it going.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I will, definitely.
All right. So what I'm hearing is, at least from my perspective, is we want to continue with the mm-hmm. with the declaration of 1307 Washington Street as abandoned property. Mm-hmm. Is there a motion to do that? Mm-hmm. It's been moved, and I will second that. And I'm assuming all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
And go get your stuff done. And
going to do my permit right now.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
All that will go right out the door. Okay.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We just have a couple more things on the agenda today, just as an update. 1710 Washington Street has been on the agenda the past couple meetings. We had issued an order to declare the property to be abandoned in order to be vacated and sealed. However, they have continued to take action on the property. We are continuing this again in order just to monitor the property and ensure they continue to make progress.
So what you're asking for is us to continue the declaration. Is that right?
Well, this one we have not brought to you. It's just more of a notification to the property owners, because they have they were ordered to appear back in November on this one. And we had continued it because of the progress they were making. Again, I have, you know, with the intention of them appearing this month. However, they've continued to make progress, so I've continued it again. I'm just trying to ensure again that they understand that we're continuing this, but we need to continue to see progress. So as soon as we stop seeing that progress, we will move forward with a hearing on the property. So it's kind of a way of just kind of keeping
things. So is there an action you're asking us to take?
No action to be taken at this time, just as an update like a property owner if they were to appear today.
That's fine.
And the second is also a continuation. So they were supposed to appear for the first time, 901 Washington Street, the owner, this month. However, Mike and I, Mike Iver, met with the owner on Friday, and they paid the property taxes, and they are selling the property to a responsible owner in order to make progress. And again, we have continued that to next hearing just in case, in order to ensure that they continue to make that progress.
So that'll all be reflected in the minutes
yes.
that we'll have
yes.
of this meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Yep.
And this is, there's no action that we actually on both these Washington Street and we're both on Washington Street. We don't no action today.
No action today.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Thank you.
Other than they were brought before us and discussed, and any action is delayed.
Yep.
All right.
All right. And that is all I have.
Is this fun?
Sad that it has to come to this, you know, to get people's attention. Mm-hmm. But that's why we do it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Okay. Any comments? Okay. If not,
yes.
Meeting's adjourned. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Oh, man.